Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for your home, auto, or commercial business needs at pncinsurance.net.
And there is our Green Bay football insider on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. What's the word on Jason Spriggs? Any word on Jason Spriggs? Carted off the field today. That's all we know down here in Milwaukee.
Wait a minute. Was he sitting up front or was he on the back?
Joe Philbin said that he didn't really have much as far as medical information when we talked to him. Obviously, this happened after Mike McCarthy talked today. So it's an ankle injury. He was limited in participation. It's really all we know right now. He was tended to and then carted off. That's really not much that we know right now. And obviously compounding that is the fact that Brian Bulaga was limited today with a knee injury himself. The fact that he was limited, Brian Bulaga didn't participate really during the portion open to the media at the beginning of practice. So he did come back and do some participation. That's probably a good sign, but it's not great. I mean, learn the name Alex Light, maybe. At this point, it's not inconceivable that Alex Light could be playing some tackle.
Can't say many people know who the world Alex Light is at this point, but okay, so we'll go with it. What about bringing back one of the former Packer players like Giacomini or Don Barclay?
I guess it's a possibility. You can't rule anything out. I'd be very surprised, though, especially a Don Barclay. I mean, I can't imagine that fans are to that point with how they thought of Don Barclay when he was here. So, I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, I want to talk about how they're going to use Aaron Jones. Cause I think that's been the biggest discussion. How many touches he's going to get? They're going to play a bad team. I mean, even George Kittle is a great tight end. I mean, they're just banged up everywhere. You know, I mean, it's just everywhere. So you would think that you would take advantage of this defense by running the football and putting up high scoring numbers. So I'm assuming he's going to get 20 touches total, maybe, you know, 15 rushes, 5 catches, but I don't know if that's real certain.
So you think it makes it more likely that he'll have an increased workload against a bad team? Because I was wondering maybe the other way.
Yeah, because I think they'll start him this week just to get him going right out of the box, start him. Now you don't have to worry about where you fit him. Because if you start Jamal Williams, now you got to figure out where to drop him at. Now I got to figure out where to put Montgomery. But if you start him and then just try to get up on these guys early, then you can pound the ball with Jamal Williams and you can do whatever you want with Montgomery.
Yeah, no, I certainly think that needs to happen. I think it's very clear that he's the best playmaker out of the backfield with the football in his hands. He's a dynamic runner. You want to give a dynamic runner as many touches and opportunities, carries as you can. I thought this the last 3 weeks, though. So,
right,
you know,
you're right.
Point, I just don't know.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Two of the Packers' safeties speaking out this week. Ha-ha Clinton Dix telling the Wisconsin State Journal he thinks this is his last year in Green Bay and then deserves more playing time. Mike McCarthy saying to the media that it doesn't bother him what either of these guys are saying, especially what Josh Jones said, because he should want to play more. Is this the way to get more playing time for Josh Jones, though, Ryan?
No. The way is to actually do it on the field. I can also tell you what is not the way is to have a holding penalty, wipe out a 64-yard kickoff return that had you at the 35-yard line and brings you all the way back to the 12. That's also not the way to get more playing time. Mike McCarthy said that he was very pleased with Josh Jones' special teams. That was a big penalty early in that game Sunday, coming right off the muffed punt, the one-yard touchdown. They finally got some momentum, and you just can't have that type of a play. It's very much something where, you know, Josh Jones feels that his draft status should lend him more opportunities. One, he hasn't been healthy. And like Mike McCarthy said, the greatest ability is availability. If you're on the field available, then you're going to get more opportunity. But even beyond that, draft status doesn't mean anything at this point. I mean, if you're not playing like a second-round pick, you're not going to be treated like a second-round pick. So, I think that if you look at Josh Jones's rookie season, way too many penalties, way too many missed assignments, MAs, and we haven't seen him much because he hasn't been. He started the year on the injury report with the ankle, so he had a slow start to the year there. But even more, he's got to play cleaner football, and he's got to show that what happened his rookie year, what happened Sunday, those are the things that can't happen.
That's Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette and at PackersNews.com and on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on The Big Show. We'll get your prediction for Packers and Niners Monday Night Football when you join us on Monday. Have a good weekend, Ryan. Thank you, man.
All right, we'll see you.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. That's going to do it for us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Thanks to Ben Fennell of The Athletic Wisconsin for joining us and taking us inside the film room. Very interesting stuff on Aaron Rodgers. You can catch that as well as our interviews with Adam McCalvey and Ryan Wood at Fan On Demand at 1057FMTheFan.com. That's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. Thanks to you for listening and contributing to the Wendy's Big Show. Oh, I forgot Tom Kesnick. Thanks to the Godfather as well for joining us and taking your fantasy questions. Still to come here on The Fan tonight, 2 hour on deck show with yours truly, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Tim Allen, Bill Baby Tau Schmid coming up next, getting you ready for Brewers and Dodgers game one of the NLCS. After that, it's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Show at 7 o'clock. Mike McGivern getting his scores and analysis of high school football throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Then after the last pitch, you make the switch as Tim and Billy are back for the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Baseball postgame show presented by Admirals Hockey, hopefully talking about a Brewers win with you. For Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Bill Baby Tau Schmid, intern Mother Plucker, I'm Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll talk to you again on Monday starting at 2. Have a good weekend, everyone.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.